Tonight on Channel 45, the Minnesota Wild face off against bitter rivals, the Vancouver Canucks, at the XL Energy Center. Watch tonight at 7 on Channel 45 and tune in for the High School Prep Bowl Finals. Thanksgiving weekend, only on 45.
45.
Now,
they forgot
back
that part.
To Mishki on AM 1500.
45.
KSDP.
Hey, how come they didn't do that? Hey.
Couldn't fit into the 15 seconds.
Oh, hey, you should call over to 45, ask them where they came up with that little ditty.
No.
What do you mean, no?
I mean, no.
See, because you do this, you force me to do something completely illegal.
Good afternoon, 5 Eyewitness News.
Hi, I want to call Channel 45.
This is 45 as well. May I help you?
I need to talk to a person in 45, maybe a salesperson.
Just a moment, please.
Now, at this point, Speed, I'll let you talk. Better pick up the phone and talk to that person. Hi, Johnny.
Hi, Tommy.
I want to find out where they came up with that ditty. 45.
I don't know. I'm not sure. It's probably just Jason's finding out right now, though.
45.
Did you
what notes are those? Me? Anybody have perfect pitch out there? they sat around. They said, we got to come up with a little jingle. They don't for Channel 5. They just say Channel 5 because it's the one number.
Sure.
Five. I mean, the one
that
syllable
wouldn't work.
Is just...
Yeah, wouldn't work.
45.
I think he's being directed to another number now.
Oh, well, that'll keep him busy.
Must be very important.
Yeah, it's important to me.
By the way, the 45 jingle,
45.
I have not been able to get a hold of someone who knows that yet. I left a message for the guy who might.
Who is that guy that they think might
Joe
have
Joe Johnston.
Joe Johnston. What's his job? Imaging?
Marketing.
Yeah.
Guy.
45. We ought to get the jingle. Can you find it online? I want to hear it.
You've got it so down, though. Why do you even need it?
Someone's probably calling who knows exactly what the notes are. I wanted to know what notes those are. Yeah, I may play it at the CD release party. I might do that. Little homage to 45. They don't get a lot of press. Not like 5.
That's true.
No?
That's true. They don't. Counting continuing today.
Johnny, could you pause for just a moment?
Sure. Why? Are you going to crack a can
it's
of Sterno?
A homecoming matchup as Pavel Demitra returns to the Twin Cities. But this time, he's on the other side of the puck.
45.
Watch the Minnesota Wild take on the Vancouver Canucks tonight at 7 on 45.
Oh, they mixed it in there with the crowd.
Under the music.
I don't like that.
Counting continuing today, Minnesota.
You know what I'm going to do? And I'm not kidding you. I'm going to find the people who actually sang that.
Okay.
And I'm going to have them on live to do that.
Okay. Restaurant industry says a new study linking obesity and fast food ads is based on old information. The study out today suggests that banning fast food ads on TV could reduce obesity and the number of obese kids by 18%.
Well, we don't want to do that. We're just learning some new things about the benefits of smoking. Now, we want to also mention that with fast food, there's also new research that shows it's good for you. McDonald's is... hiring a global nutrition director.
Okay.
And what she's doing is bringing mothers from all over the country together and talking about the benefits of getting their kids to eat McDonald's food.
Really?
Deborah DeMuth is McDonald's global nutrition director. She's mounting a spirited defense of French fries. She says there's a lot of misinformation out there.
Mm-hmm.
She says they are a great source of fiber, a great source of potassium. Of course, once you throw them in the grease, you kind of ruin it. But their approach to making it in the future is getting moms, and you'll see this on television, touring the place, looking at what they have, seeing that it's quality food.
Okay.
And they figure if they can appeal to busy moms who often need fast food but don't trust McDonald's, if they can get them... to learn that there are no worries, that this stuff is as good as cigarettes. says here, if McDonald's can win over moms, the company can brighten its image at a crucial time in the arc of the fast food industry. The guys who study this from afar are worried. A New York University nutritionist says McDonald's has a problem. They're big, so they're an easy target. They sell junk food, and they market it to kids at a time when public obesity is a major concern. So what can they do, really? They're trying to turn into a health food company. It's very, very tricky. Someone needs to step up, and I wish it were you, John, and just say, McDonald's, it's over. I'd shut down. You sell garbage. End of story.
Last night on the Travel Channel late in the evening as I was flipping around, they had an hour-long show on about odd McDonald's. Ones that didn't have the normal buildings and didn't have the golden arches and all that. I didn't watch it.
You know what the oddest one is?
I don't.
Well, the oddest one would be the one they built in Abbott Northwestern Hospital. Inside, for the patients to use.
That is odd, yes.
I will never understand that. If a bomb blows up that entire facility, they have that coming. Whoever okayed a McDonald's to be put into the hospital.
That might be a little harsh, yeah. Tommy.
No, I'm serious. That is a sin against nature. Someone should go to a McDonald's and just walk in and say, guys, is the boss around? Jigs up, okay? Emperor has no clothes, you sell crap, period. Move on.
Well, I think that guy did that with that movie, didn't he? That I don't recall.
It's not working because they're bringing moms in now, and they're brainwashing. These mothers look like moonies. And they're saying, I guess it is good. Here, Billy. I don't like it much. Eat it, you little bastard.
5 Eyewitness News weather forecast. 12 overnight tonight. 29 tomorrow. Right now it's sunny and 25 at AM 1500.